Hello, my name is Eric Lee, and I'm the founding editor of Labor Start, and this is another segment we're doing for Working Voices, our second segment. This week, our guest is Asaf Adiv. Asaf is, we're speaking to him from Israel. He works with Ma'an. He will tell us in a moment what that is, but it's a trade union that organizes Palestinian and Israeli workers. Welcome, Asaf. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Eric, for inviting me, and welcome to all our listeners.
So, Saf, first of all, tell us, our listeners will not know, what exactly is Ma'an?
Well, Ma'an is the Ma'an Workers Association is an independent trade union founded in Israel some 25 years ago, the end of the 90s, independently of the main federation of trade unions in Israel, Hestadrut. In an attempt to give voice and to protect and to defend and organize workers who are not organized by the Hestadrut, many segments and sections of the Israeli economy, and also in very much emphasizing in Ma'an our work to defend and organize Arab workers in Israel and Palestinians from the West Bank who work in Israel.
Okay, so let's come right to that, the heart of the issue for today. What has been the impact of the war that began on October 7th with the Hamas attack on Israel? What's been the impact of that on West Bank Palestinian workers?
Well, the October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel, which began a war between Israel and Hamas, continues until today, impacted everything in our country. It has a destructive impact on the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians that goes on for 70 years, but more than 70 years, but this time it is really something that we didn't see before, and I'm quite a long time activist and working towards peace and towards Palestinian rights. This is something we didn't see. It's an all-out war announced by Hamas, I think in a very adventurous and terrorist way, which really pushed in Israel a very extreme response, which basically was an ex a response of to defend itself against this attack, and part of it was complete closure of the checkpoints, 11 checkpoints that workers, 200,000 workers, main a segment of working people in the West Bank who work in Israel. All these people are prevented from work for months. They don't have unemployment benefits. They don't have anything. So the situation is really, really after 4 months, now really, really difficult and closing to.
Shit. Asaf, let me stop you there for a second and
What
ask.
I'm saying is.
Yeah, sorry, I want to ask you, interrupt you for a second. For our listeners in the US, people who don't live in the Middle East may not understand this. If Hamas in Gaza attacked Israel, why did Israel close the border to the West Bank Palestinians who did not actually attack Israel? Why were they punished, in a sense, for that?
The situation between Israel and the Palestinians is that, of course, everything that happens in Gaza influences and is direct influence on the West Bank. Palestinians in general are one body. The influence of Hamas in the West Bank is very strong. Unfortunately, the PA, supported by Fatah, which is an opponent of Hamas, didn't take a clear position against the Hamas attack. So the Israelis had some reason to be careful after the October 7th, what is happening. But what started as an immediate emergency step taking for a week or 2 weeks, continues now for 4 months. Now, it is very important to note that workers in the settlements, and out of the 200,000 I mentioned before, there are approximately 40,000 who work in the settlements in the West Bank. These people, after a month, in the beginning of November 23, went back to work. And the work is going on there. We are organizing workers there. We are visiting the workers there. We meet them. So this is something that was not implemented vis-a-vis workers who work inside Israel. Of course, the pretext or the talk about why wouldn't Israel allow these workers to go, because Israelis are afraid of Palestinians working in the in Israeli cities and stuff. But it has to be said that the security services in Israel employment. The security services in Israel recommendation is to allow these workers to go back. They think this is something that for several reasons. So actually what's happening now is like a political argument inside the Israeli authorities. What is the way forward with the Palestinians? Are all Palestinians Hamas and Israel must fight all Palestinians? There are many Palestinians, this is position of man, many Palestinians, maybe the majority of Palestinians, who are not Hamas, who don't support terrorism, and they want to live in peace. And these workers are part of this segment of this population, and we must come to some kind of approximate these workers and approach them and allow them to go back to work.
Let me pause there for a second. The workers we're talking about, these 200,000 workers who are now no longer allowed to come work in Israel, they all were vetted by the security services and they all have permits to work in Israel. We're not talking about illegal migrants crossing a border. These people have the legal right to work in Israel. They're not seen as they weren't seen as a security threat, were they?
Well, it is a good point because, first of all, it's Israel's responsibility to allow workers to get the living because Israel controls the economy, controls everything. But secondly, as you mentioned, every worker that gets a permit to work in Israel or the settlements, this permit is all the time under the control of the security services, Shabak in Israel. It means that this, what is called magnetic card, is something that the workers holds for 4 years, and then he has to renew it. But the security services could cancel this magnetic card in a minute if they have any kind of information about terrorist involvement of these workers. So these workers are vetted. Yes, they are absolutely allowed to go back to work. Yes.
Now, very quickly, we don't have much time. Tell us a little bit about why Israel needs these Palestinian workers and also what Ma'an wants the government to do in just a couple of minutes.
Well, first of all, the construction branch in Israel is based, 30% of the workers are Palestinian, but they do very vital segments of the construction work and they are needed. And the fact that 80,000 Palestinian workers are not in the job for 4 months created a chaos and crisis of the construction branch. Also in agriculture, the same situation. I mentioned before, security services are letting Palestinians go in. We are fighting to allow workers to go in. We think that this is something that is needed for the workers, for the Palestinian economy, for the relations, future relations between Palestinians and Israelis, and also for the Israeli economy.
So, Asaf, how can the people listening to this, trade unionists in the United States and elsewhere, how can they help? What should they be doing?
Well, there is a very important thing in addition to the call on the Israeli government to allow Palestinian workers to come in. It is as we see it, and we are giving the signal that Israel is sort of discussing allowing migrant workers from India, Sri Lanka, Uzbekistan to go in and to replace Palestinian workers. And these kind of importing of migrant workers without proper agreements, bilateral agreements with the between governments, is something that is illegal. It creates always, and it happened in the past in Israel, creates always a situation like in Qatar of people working under slave-like conditions. This is something that should be rejected. Unions in Sri Lanka and India, especially in India, put a position against going to work in Israel under these conditions. And I think international labor organizations should push for Israel to allow Palestinian workers and to reject this kind of slave labor agreements that will be detrimental to Indian workers and also the Palestinian workers.
Okay, Asaf Adiv, thank you very much for that clarification. I hope our listeners were paying close attention. This is a complicated situation, but if you want to help Palestinian workers, read more about this. Labor Start, spelled with a U, LabourStart.org, has tons of information about Palestinian and Israeli workers. Make sure to check it out. Thank you again, Asaf. Very helpful, very good having you here.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you. Okay, you're welcome.